Last year was a tale of two farm economies. CJ Miller reports how cattle producers thrived in 2025, while corn and soybean producers struggled.
On the livestock side, things have been pretty good.
And that's Seth Meyer, former chief economist with USDA. He's now the head of the Food and Agricultural Policy Research Institute at the University of Missouri.
We've seen record high feeder and fed cattle prices. Beef demand has been really resilient. It's spilled into overall protein demand.
One factor that's been driving beef prices higher is that cattle herds are at their lowest levels in decades. But it's been a completely different story altogether for America's corn, soybean, and wheat producers, as many felt the squeeze in 2025.
As commodity prices have come down for their 22-23 peak, we haven't necessarily seen the same moderation in the input price side, and that tends to squeeze margins pretty significantly.
In addition to last year's trade disruptions, including a Chinese boycott on U.S. soybeans for nearly half the year, many farmers chose to plant more corn acres than soybean acres. And last August, USDA had projected a record corn crop for 2025.
A big shift from the June acreage report to the August FSA-based acreage reporting data, where we found a bunch more corn acres and saw it come at the expense to some extent of soybean acres.
Meyer says the USDA's $12 billion Farmer Bridge Assistance Program should help alleviate some of the stress that corn and soybean producers are currently facing.
Into the coming year, we're talking about bridge payments, which I think the secretary has described as a method to get us to the safety net programs of the One Big Beautiful Bill Act, ARC and PLC payments in the fall.
Read the full story at HoosierAgToday.com. I'm CJ Miller.